You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It's Friday.
And that means it's 702 Unplugged.
Yes, and this afternoon we introduce you to a South African group, and that is Hush. They are the 2021 winners of the Pan African Old Mutual Amazing Voices competition, and they won a massive 100,000 rand US dollars. So they managed to secure themselves 5 golden voice wins for the best performance throughout the season, and it looks like they were a sure win in the end. So it's an all-male gospel group. They have 6 members, and they've been friends for a very long time, since the childhood, in fact, and their friendship has spanned over 10 years. And so this afternoon we welcome them to the show. And the group is made up of Tsholofelo Ntuli, there's Phumlani Shabalala, Sinethemba Magubane, there's Zamokuhle Nkosi, Thamsanqa Mthabela, as well as Nicholas Malimba. Congratulations, Hush, and welcome. Welcome, guys. Nice to have you. And what, it's a couple of weeks later now. Has it settled in? Tsholofelo, is this like a dream come true for you?
This is definitely a dream come true, especially that the money is coming in tomorrow.
So your winnings are going to reflect on your bank account, on your bank statement tomorrow.
So excited.
Yes. No, you should be. And so you should be. So then what now? Nicholas, tell us what now. What are you going to do with that $100,000 as a group or as individuals? What's your agreement, by the way? Are you splitting it equally? Is it going into the property that is now Hush South Africa?
Yeah, great question. So Nicholas isn't feeling well today, so he's not at Snare as well. Head of a young family emergency. So yeah, but the plan with the money, we're gonna reinvest it in the group. We're gonna get salaries from it, and also do more music. So yeah, that's the plan for it.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us what you were doing, Phumlani. Tell us what you were doing as kid before the competition with your music.
Yeah. All right, for the competition now, we used to perform in churches and corporate gigs. Mm-hmm. By the way, we are a gospel group, but then we also do corporate gigs. Let's say there's a wedding or whatsoever, graduations. Yeah, so we used to perform and do all that.
So you had that stage experience before going into the competition.
Absolutely. And also, we went the first time, but we didn't make it. So... yeah, we had to pull through second season, bigger and better.
Oh, so you did have you attempted in the first season.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you got to try again in the second season, and it was yours. What did that? At least you came back. As they say that if you fail at something, you should get up again and try. And you're a great testament of the fact that you should, because you never know. You never know when your moment or when your turn comes. So, let's hear from you for a little bit, because you guys had to undergo very intense training and boot camp. It was like a boot camp at Sun City against all the other contestants. And it's always grueling. It's exhausting. Those sorts of weeks are quite exhausting. What were the highlights and what were the lowlights of your time in that boot camp?
I think with the lowlights, the only thing that we were struggling with is missing home. Mm-hmm. You know, we were very homesick. And also the fact that we had to grow out of our comforts, which was at the end a highlight, because we got to discover new things about us. We bonded more as Amachinta. We got experience. We learned a lot of things that go around in music, you know, and meeting our African brothers as well. That was a highlight for me. You know, we met with Nigeria. I've always wanted to go to Nigeria, but Nigeria decided to come to us. And so that was a great experience. You know, they enjoyed our food, which was a highlight as well. You know, they really enjoyed our food. And I can now say I have African brothers. So when I decide with this money to go to Nigeria, I know I have family there.
That's
I have
right.
family in Kenya, you know. Mm. So that it was an amazing experience to have all of Africa come in one place and doing this one big thing. And then, yeah.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Even with the judging, the song choices, it served the continent, you know, where it was being broadcast. But Tamsang, what's the secret? What's been the secret to your friendship? Because you've known each other for so long.
I'd say some things, we can't take them lightly, you know.
Yeah.
Like some things need prayer, you know, to... like having to understand him, understand Tulu, understand Phumlani, understand Zama, it takes a lot, you know. Different egos, different personalities and all that. So yeah. I think it's prayer. When we pray, we do include ourselves that may we have a better understanding of each other. May we have a better bond, you know.
Mm.
So every morning we have a morning devotion. We share a word. And then, yeah, well, it circulates.
Yeah.
So that sonke sibe in one accord,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, we have to be in harmony. So I'd say it's prayer.
Mm. Yeah.
Does anybody else want to comment? I'm hearing lots of agreement.
Yeah, man, people always ask, how do you, because we stay together, you see. Hey, guys, how do you do it? Yo, I can't
wait,
do that,
you
man.
Live together. You work together. Okay.
Yeah. So basically, we've mastered the ability of understanding each other's characters.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's quite amazing. I mean, there's no other person I'd like to stay with than with these guys because,
oh,
you know, they are the reason why I'm going to get a salary now from doing what I love doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's a wonderful way of... you know, the reward to building this friendship and being able to do it together. And so
yeah.
That rendition, I was going to say, just the personal request, guys, that rendition of Ndikokele that you did with, I think it was Effect.
Yeah.
Please, can you include it in performances, in an album, in just future music? What's going to be your approach? You are a gospel act, but what's your approach to the music that you're going to be making? And as I said, my little requests, my own ask is for you to do your own, that version of Ndikokele. It was just out of this world.
Yeah, no, we'll speak to Jup. We hope he's listening.
Yeah, I'll even come with you, okay? I'll come with you to that meeting.
Yeah,
you know, come and ask.
We'll hold you to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so our plan is obviously more music for the people, you know? And our foundation is gospel.
Yeah.
Foundation is gospel, like a solid foundation is gospel. We are gonna go into different genres here and there, but our solid foundation is gospel. So
it's inside, definitely. Yeah.
Thank goodness. So you've prepared a performance for our listeners. Really grateful, and we cannot wait. Because what are you going to start working on music now? Yes, the money's coming in tomorrow. I understand that's a moment of excitement.
Yeah.
But what about a record deal? What about doing the music now?
Oh, great question. Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. We've recorded two songs already. One we featured Vusinova. It's a young tribute to Nezimu.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called Jehovah It's a Below. And then we have our own single that we released. It's called Indumiso. It's on all digital platforms. So if you get on our Instagram page, the link is there. Our personal Instagrams as well as Facebook, you know, all the social platforms.
Yes.
So yeah. So featuring different artists from different genres, yes, basically. But the album, a gospel album, is going to be there.
Yes. Well, I'm getting the indication that I need to get to the music. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And all of the best. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And then don't forget, we're going with you to Jup Jup.
Yes. I'm there.
I'm here on We Are Jola.
That is the group Hush and a new gospel group that won the Pan-African Old Mutual Amazing Voices competition. And we're going to take a break. Then we're going to play you the music.